This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline, United Nations Nuclear Weapons Ban Treaty, Article 7, International Cooperation and Assistance. This is the third of a four-part series about the United Nations Nuclear Weapons Ban Treaty. Friday, January 22, 2021, is the historic day when the Nuclear Weapons Ban Treaty enters into force and establishes in international law a categorical ban on nuclear weapons that may lead the United States of America to reduce and ultimately eliminate its nuclear arsenal. The purpose of the treaty is in part to outlaw the development, manufacture, testing, possession, transfer, acquisition, stockpiling, use, or threat of use of nuclear weapons. The United Nations Nuclear Weapons Ban Treaty was approved in July 2017 by 122 nation states. On October 24, 2020, Honduras was the 50th nation state to sign and ratify the treaty, which meant the treaty would enter into force 90 days later on January 22nd. The treaty is composed of 20 official articles. Last week, we reviewed Article 6 about victim assistance and environmental remediation. This week, we summarize and present the six paragraphs of Article 7 on international cooperation and assistance. Paragraph 1 asserts that the states will cooperate with each other to facilitate the implementation of the treaty. Paragraph 2 says, each state party shall have the right to seek and receive assistance where feasible from other states' parties. The third and fourth paragraphs detail specific types of assistance. Paragraph 3 says, each state that is in a position to do so shall provide technical, material, and financial assistance to states' parties affected by nuclear weapons use or testing. Paragraph 4 says, each state party in a position to do so shall provide assistance for the victims of the use or testing of nuclear weapons or other nuclear explosive devices. In paragraph 5 are listed the names of some organizations that may provide assistance. The list makes clear the United Nations' intention to encourage cooperation between civil society and government to reach the goals of the treaty. The organizations include the International Committee of the Red Cross, the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, or National Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies. Finally, paragraph 7 of Article 7 affirms that a state party that has used or tested nuclear weapons or any other nuclear explosive devices shall have a responsibility to provide adequate assistance to affected states' parties for the purpose of victim assistance and environmental remediation. Next week, we'll look at the general articles about the costs, universality, and duration of the treaty and how signatories may withdraw from the treaty. We'll also inform you of some of the upcoming local celebrations for the treaty. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.